This is episode 2218 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and here you are, getting ready to give yourself permission to slow down and connect to the best part of who you are. And that's the part of you that can so easily get lost in the uncertainty and the overwhelm of living during a pandemic. And I honor you for being right here, right now, as you get ready to meditate. Today's episode is sponsored by the Sip and Om Meditation app. This is where you can be guided in longer meditations that take you a little more in depth with a series. We're exploring this week the theme of self-healing. And on the Sip and Om Meditation app, you receive a self-healing journal as well as a guide with the different techniques you're exploring all week long. You can try the Sip and Om Meditation app for a full week free to see if it's right for you. So as you get ready to meditate today, we continue with day four of our series to heal your mind, your body, and your spirit. And we're following along with the book by J. Donald Walters called Affirmations for Self-Healing. So in each episode this week, you are guided using an affirmation each and every day. These affirmations are customized to help you heal yourself. As with each series you explore on the podcast here, there is a challenge for you. Your challenge for this week's series is to give yourself self-care every single day. This is important on your healing journey. And as you do some kind of self-care for yourself, repeat the affirmation for the day. I'll be releasing each affirmation each day in each new episode, so be sure to listen in. The kinds of self-care you might want to do could involve meditating even a little longer than you normally do. It could also involve maybe inviting someone who uplifts you to join you for meditation, or to go to a yoga class, or maybe to do a YouTube yoga video if you're not able to join in with a yoga class. I've been doing that for myself for a while, and I so enjoy it. You'll begin to memorize the different flows, yoga flows, or the different routines, and then do them on your own. Self-care might mean for you drinking more water so you can keep hydrated. Stress is incredibly dehydrating. So when you feel stressed or you're in a lot of pain emotionally or physically, make sure you're hydrated. This can help you manage pain. You're invited to do in the episode today as you meditate a mudra. A mudra is a way you position your fingers or hands that stimulates a corresponding region of your brain. I know many of you tell me that you weren't really so sure about doing a mudra, but now for many of you, I hear that it's your favorite meditation technique. And mudras, I have to say, are important to me. I do mudras regularly and find great benefits by doing them. So maybe challenge yourself today if you're new to mudras, and you could try this week's simple mudra called the Shuni Mudra for Patience. You can see a photo of how the mudra is done on the Slow Down Guide on the Sip and Om Meditation app if you go there. And also you can see it on the Sip and Om Instagram page. You'll see me doing the mudra there. The Shuni Mudra is for patience. Healing requires great patience with yourself. To do the Shuni Mudra, place your hands on your lap with your palms upward and touch your thumb to your middle finger, doing this with both hands. Your other fingers will just gently, naturally extend outward, or they might even curl a little bit inward. This is the Shuni Mudra for patience. So as you begin to calm your mind and your body, letting go of your thoughts and your worries, and beginning to tap into how you're feeling right now, I want to share some inspiration with you from your fellow meditator, Adam from Lakeland in Florida. He says, "I wanted to reach out and thank you for your podcast. I realized I had anxiety a few years back, and listening to it every morning has helped me manage it. It has also helped me realize my mind can achieve a lot more than I think. I control my thoughts. Anxiety doesn't control me. Thanks again." Thank you, Adam, for your message. And when you begin to notice that you're able to manage your pain better, you do begin to feel empowered, just as Adam described. So your quality to focus on for today, as you meditate, is willingness. I'll share with you the words of J. Donald Walters as you reflect on your own willingness. Willingness must be cultivated deliberately. It is an attitude of mind and depends not on outward conditions. Most people are willing or unwilling depending on their likes and dislikes. This habit tends to develop a bias toward unwillingness, which gradually becomes chronic and attracts to itself chronic failure. Don't wait for favorable circumstances to awaken willingness in you. Train yourself in the attitude of saying yes to life. Reflect on your willingness to heal, your willingness to accept circumstances just as they are. And now, with your eyes gently closed and slightly elevated at the point between your eyebrows to uplift your thoughts, your spine straight, repeat out loud, "I welcome everything that comes to me as an opportunity for further growth." Now whisper the affirmation, "I welcome everything that comes to me as an opportunity for further growth." Now mentally, silently repeat to yourself, "I welcome everything that comes to me as an opportunity for further growth. Allow yourself to open up to what's trying to happen in your life right now as you reflect today. At some point, break away from your thoughts and sit in stillness for as long as feels comfortable for you. You are so worth slowing down.